Oaksterdam University, a self-proclaimed cannabis college in Oakland, California, has been called everything from the Princeton of pot to the Harvard of hemp. Its founder, Richard Lee, has become the public face of the movement to legitimize marijuana. A paraplegic, he uses the drug for medical purposes, which is legal in California and 15 other states and in the District of Columbia. He also runs a dispensary for medical marijuana and sponsored a 2010 ballot measure in California to legalize marijuana completely in small amounts, whether medicinal or recreational. That measure failed narrowly, but the idea of legislation continues to win converts. Now, however, Mr. Lee is busted, harassed and in danger of federal prosecution. This month, armed federal agents stormed into his house and offices to confiscate plants and documents. Mr. Lee now says that, indicted or not, he plans to get out of his marijuana-related businesses. The raids on his properties are only the most telegenic instances of a much wider federal crackdown that's taken states and counties by surprise. Dispensaries and even landlords of dispensary operators all over California, Colorado and Montana have been getting menacing letters. Many have closed shop. Growers and users are by turns livid and scared. Some have protested. Others have ducked back into the black market, as in the old days before medical marijuana was allowed. The question is why the federal government is doing this. On the one hand, there's a federal law, the Controlled Substances Act, which recognizes no exception for medical marijuana and thus considers all use and trade of it criminal. But on the other hand, the Obama administration originally signaled that it would not deliberately clash with the states about weed. In the so-called Ogden Memo of 2009, the Justice Department advised its lawyers to leave small beer marijuana enforcement to the states and focus on graver crimes.